In today's news headlines, Hurricane Dorian has intensified into a Category 4 storm as it hurtles toward the U.S. NASA announced on Twitter that the storm is packing heavy rain as it moves toward the Bahamas. The hurricane is expected to include wind speeds of up to 150 miles per hour. As it heads toward Florida, there is comprehensive scientific consensus that climate change has made hurricanes stronger, more frequent, and more destructive. In spite of this, President Donald Trump's administration has relentlessly pushed to worsen climate change through the dismantling of regulations, and this week announced that it would roll back rules governing methane emissions. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas. Trump has also diverted hundreds of millions of dollars in disaster relief funding to build a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico, a project he considers essential to making the case for his re-election. According to the Washington Post, which covered Trump's plan to build the wall by any means necessary, quote, when aides have suggested that some orders are illegal or unworkable, Trump has suggested he would pardon the officials if they would just go ahead, aides said. He has waved off worries about contracting procedures and the use of eminent domain, saying, quote, take the land, according to officials who attended the meetings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the move stunningly reckless and added that to pick the pockets of disaster relief funding in order to fund an appalling, inhumane family incarceration plan is staggering. Still, Pelosi has adamantly refused to begin impeachment proceedings against Trump. And the world's most famous young environmentalist, Greta Thunberg, has arrived on the shores of the U.S. in a highly anticipated visit. It took the 16-year-old Swedish activist more than 2 weeks on a zero-emissions sailboat to travel from Europe to New York.
As you said, it is insane that a 16-year-old will have to cross the Atlantic Ocean to make a stand. The ground is still shaking for me. But I want to thank everyone so much.
What I'm concerned about is whether we will do something or not, whether the people in power will react and act with necessary force.
That 16-year-old Swedish environmental activist Greta Thunberg has just sailed to the U.S. to push for climate action. The Trump administration this week issued a new immigration rule that would deny citizenship to some children of military and diplomatic service members born abroad. Currently, those children born to government employees are automatically considered U.S. citizens. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services published the rule stating that it, quote, no longer considers children of U.S. government employees and U.S. Armed Forces members residing outside the United States as residing in the United States for purposes of acquiring citizenship. Only 10 Democratic presidential contenders have qualified for the next candidate debate taking place on September 12th. Candidates were required to reach a certain threshold in polls released this week, and those who qualified included former Vice President Joe Biden, Senators Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar, as well as former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, former Housing Secretary Julian Castro, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and tech entrepreneur Andrew Yang. There will now only be one day of debates instead of two. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has officially dropped out of the presidential race. Meanwhile, Senator Johnny Isaacson, a Republican from Georgia, has announced his resignation this week. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, also a Republican, will appoint his replacement, who will serve until next year. Democrats can now make a play for that seat in 2020 instead of 2022, when Isaacson's term would have been up. In other news, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week announced that the U.S. is on the verge of losing its measles elimination status from the World Health Organization, given the ongoing resurgence of the easily preventable disease. A CDC spokesperson said, "It certainly is incredibly frustrating and upsetting to the public health community that we may lose measles elimination status because we do have a safe and effective vaccine." Another CDC advisor told CNN, "We're embarrassed, we're chagrined." According to the outlet, as anti-vaccine sentiment has grown on social media, some of it propelled by Russian bots and trolls, more and more parents have opted to not immunize their children. It's not just the US. The WHO has also announced that there has been a, quote, dramatic resurgence of measles in Europe, also fueled by anti-vaccine hysteria. Measles is a highly contagious disease that can cause blindness, encephalitis, and death. The social media platform Pinterest this week decided that it will only show official World Health Organization or CDC information when users type in measles or vaccine-related keywords. In international news, 26 people were killed at a nightclub in Mexico in the state of Veracruz when a fire was ignited with dozens of people trapped inside. Authorities say that armed men lit the fire, which many suspect is related to a resurgence of drug-related violence. In Brazil, as the fires in the Amazon rage on, indigenous tribes have been protesting Jair Bolsonaro's government. There are thousands of fires burning on nearly 150 indigenous territories in the rainforest. And elsewhere in Latin America, Colombia's FARC negotiators have announced that they are once more taking up arms. The former rebel group had participated in a historic peace treaty with the Colombian government. But now they've accused the right-wing president, Iván Duque, for allowing hundreds of FARC soldiers and left-wing activists to be killed since the peace deal was signed. And finally, in Britain, Boris Johnson's government is in chaos over his decision this week to suspend Parliament as he wrestles with Brexit negotiations. With only 9 weeks left before the hard deadline of October 31st to negotiate an exit plan from the EU, Johnson has suspended MPs from working for 5 weeks. According to the BBC, people who want the UK to remain in the EU are calling it a coup, and even some in favour of Brexit have criticised the move. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn responded to Johnson's move.
We're back in Parliament on Tuesday to challenge Boris Johnson on what I think is a smash-and-grab raid against our democracy, where he's trying to suspend Parliament in order to prevent a serious discussion and a serious debate to prevent a no-deal Brexit. What we're going to do is try to politically stop him on Tuesday with a parliamentary process in order to legislate to prevent a no-deal Brexit and also to try and prevent him shutting down Parliament during this utterly crucial period. The implications for this country are very, very serious. A no-deal Brexit would mean trade immediately at risk, jobs immediately at risk, Northern Ireland border suddenly reimposed because there would be no deal whatsoever, there would be no backstop of any sort, and he would lead us straight into the arms of Donald Trump and a putative trade arrangement with the United States, which will be very damaging to our economy and, despite what he says, I believe will mean US healthcare corporations lining up to take over our NHS.
That's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn responding to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend the British Parliament for 5 weeks. Mass protests were held across Britain, and 1.5 million people signed a petition against the suspension of Parliament. And that does it for our news headlines today.